and another summer is passing without international visitors, the lifeblood for many holiday hotspots. For weeks, operators in Fiordland, South Westland, Queenstown, Mackenzie and Kaikoura geared up to welcome visitors during what is usually the peak season. But did that translate to boots on the ground for businesses? Our tourism reporter Tess Brunton has been finding out.
Whoa, got a jumper. Man!
Kaikoura Kayaks is embracing a summer of dolphin sightings and people out paddling. Its operations manager, Matt Foy, says it's been a bit quieter than last summer.
I think people are just being a little bit more cautious throughout their vacations. I'm sure people are being more cautious overall and watching their pennies a little bit more. It's just so uncertain at the moment, especially with, you know, Omicron sitting on the doorstep.
After a few years of disappointment, particularly with the Trans-Tasman bubble, he's taking a cautious approach to the year.
At the moment, you can only do so much. You've got to be careful of how much planning or money you put into advertising towards what might or may happen in case it doesn't come to fruition. Because, yeah, you can lose a lot of money in advertising and a lot of time spent on planning for it not to actually come to pass.
Kiano Lakeview Holiday Park and Motels was bustling from Boxing Day to early January, with between 900 and 1,400 guests at any given time. The park's manager, Nicole Behel, says it was great to be busy, but they didn't have enough staff.
And to manage 1,400 people, it takes a lot of time, energy and planning and staff. Having said about the staff, we didn't have any. Pre-COVID time, we used to have 50-plus staff on any shift, but this time we only had 9 housekeeping staff, 2 front office staff, and 1 accounts.
They've had about 70 rooms blocked out for more than a year.
Obviously, for this during busy time, we had to block it. There was no option. If we open it, it will sell. If it sells, we have to clean. How will we clean? We didn't have staff. So that's the reason we blocked it. And yes, it was a peak season and we blocked our rooms.
The park is quiet again, with their biggest hope now set to next summer and 2023. Nicole expects 2022 will be much like last year, with no consistent flow of international travellers and a lot of uncertainty.
So many restaurants shut down, shops shut down, sold. People left Tiana. We used to have only a single taxi service in Tiana and that was doing so well pre-COVID times. They've gone. They've sold everything. They went to Auckland.
Lisa Chambers from InFlight NZ says bookings were better than expected. The company operates Skydive Mount Cook, Skydive Friends Joseph and Fox Glacier, and Mount Cook ski planes and helicopters. She says their West Coast skydiving business was open for morning and afternoon jumps, while their Mackenzie operations sent plenty of people sky high.
We've seen busy days of where we've flown over 100 people in one day up to the Tasman Glacier and having 2 helicopters and a ski plane flying back to back. So that was just brilliant, but very short-lived. However, we've got sprinklings of bookings still going on throughout the summer up there, but it is just a sprinkling of bookings.
She expects their next boost will be over the Waitangi long weekend.
Reality is, I would say, and it's awful to say, but summer's probably going to be done and dusted by the end of January in terms of that busyness that we normally expect during summer.
She's holding out hope Australians will be able to pop across the ditch isolation-free by winter.